Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Roy Smalley. Batting second. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting third. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Randy Bush. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Steve Lombardozzi. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mark Salas. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Mike Smithson. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvy. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Schroeder. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ernie Riles. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Rick Manning. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Dale Sviam. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Wegman. And now, play ball. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yount for the out. Gantner moves to second. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gantner scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is hit by the pitch. Cooper moves to second. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles takes first base on ball four. Cooper moves to third. Schroeder moves to second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gantner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sviam juggles the ball. That's an error on Sviam. Gaetti moves to second. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards first. Schroeder scoops it up and throws to first, with Wegman covering, for the out. Gaetti moves to third. Two outs. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sviem for the out. One out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Brewers. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvy. Gagne reaches second base with a double. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Manning. Smalley reaches second base with a double. Gagne scores. It's Twins, 2, Brewers, 2. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett bunts in front of the plate. Cerrone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-1 in the game. Brunansky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smalley scores. Brunansky moves to second. It's 3-2, Twins. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Riles. Brunansky scores. Gaetti moves to second. It's 4-2, Twins. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvy hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Schroeder takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Riles hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky. Riles reaches second base with a double. Schroeder moves to third. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 0-for-1 in the game. Lombardozzi hits a pop-up towards short. Riles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Salas hits a pop-up towards short. Riles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gagne hits a fly ball into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem is 0-for-1 in the game. Sviem hits a fly ball into left field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cerrone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cerrone moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky. Yount reaches second base with a double. Cerrone scores. Gantner moves to third. It's 4-3, Twins. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a line drive towards first. Harbeck reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-2 in the game. Ogilvie is walked intentionally. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Schroeder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-2 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brunansky is hit by the pitch. Harbeck moves to second. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harbeck moves to third. Brunansky moves to second. Two outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-2 in the game. Bush is walked intentionally. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 0-for-2 in the game. Lombardozzi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harbeck scores. Brunansky scores. Bush moves to third. It's 6-3, Twins. Jamie Kochenour now pitching. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Salas hits a fly ball into right field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Riles hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky. Riles reaches second base with a double. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. Manning takes first base on ball 4. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 0-for-2 in the game. Sviam hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sviam for the out. Riles moves to third. Manning moves to second. One out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cerrone hits a fly ball into left field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Riles tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-4, Twins. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gantner takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Manning moves to third. Gantner moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Manning scores. Gantner moves to third. It's 6-5, Twins. Juan Agosto now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cooper is hit by the pitch. Yount moves to second. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers 5. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Gagne hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gagne. The throw from Cerrone and he is out, Riles applying the tag. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-3 in the game. Puckett takes first base on ball 4. Smalley moves to second. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Schroeder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Riles bunts towards the mound. Augusto fields it and throws to first for the out. Schroeder moves to second. One out. Randy Reddy pinch hits for Rick Manning. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy strikes out. Two outs. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 0-for-3 in the game. Sviam hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky. Sviam reaches second base with a double. Schroeder scores. It's Twins, 6, Brewers, 6. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers 6. The Twins will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie now playing right field. Randy Reddy now playing left field. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gaetti takes first base on ball 4. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gaetti moves to second. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Cerrone for a passed ball. Gaetti moves to third. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it and throws to home to get Gaetti. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Lombardozzi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantner for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Yount hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Yount moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Yount moves to third. Cooper moves to second. Ron Davis now pitching. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Schroeder hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Salah settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers 6. The Twins will come to bat. Mark Clear now pitching. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Salas strikes out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Smalley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy is 0-for-1 in the game. Reddy takes first base on ball 4. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sviam bunts towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Lombardozzi covering, for the out. Reddy moves to second. One out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Gantner takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers 6. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Puckett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Harbeck strikes out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Brunansky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Bush, who is chasing the ball. Cooper reaches third base with a triple. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ogilvie is walked intentionally. Juan Castillo pinch runs for Cecil Cooper. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Schroeder hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Castillo scores. Ogilvy moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 7, and Minnesota Twins, 6. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.